Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Stay Strong and Stand Show. I am your lovely host, Alicia Bennett. Today is Monday, March 18, 2024 at 2:20 p.m. No, the show hasn't gone anywhere. I'm right here and I have a show topic for you, something that I've been going through and probably a whole lot of other women have gone through. So I'm just going to get right to it. But before I get right to it, thank you all for listening. Thank you for your support. The Stay Strong and Stand Show is not going anywhere. If God's willing, it will go far. It's already, people are already listening outside the country. It's worldwide. Nationwide. You know, and yes, so moving right along, as soon as I record, people want to call me, but that's all right. I'm hyper right now because I'm just excited about today's topic. Today's topic is men that will not divorce their wives. Come on with it. Come on with it, Leisha. Today's topic is men who will not divorce their wives. All right, I'm ready to get into it. Call your neighbor, call your friends, call your foe. Listen to this show right now. You know, my shows is about 15 minutes, 10 minutes. I say what I gotta say and I get off the air. Men who will not divorce their wives. It's a damn shame how a man holds on to a woman legally because he doesn't want to marry the woman that he's with. And the woman that he's with is stupid because why are you laying up with somebody's legal husband and he won't divorce his wife, and you laying with him for 11, 15, 20 years. Come on now. Do y'all know any? I'm about to break it down. It's about to get juicy. Oh, my Lord. So the person that I'm speaking about is me. I'm still caught up in a marriage that I don't want to be in. So when I tried to get out of it and pay half for the divorce, he didn't pay the other half, Arthur Bennett, and I'm Alicia Bennett. My name hold weight, it do hold weight, but I'ma still keep my name, but I need a damn divorce. Men who will not divorce their wives on today's show. Come on, somebody. So I lost $250. Okay, divorce was $500. Now that divorcecenter.com is no longer around. So, okay. Why stay married to me? I am 50 years old now, and I got married to him in my early 20s. Do you know how long I've been married? Two, three, four guys didn't want to start a relationship with me because I'm legally married. Men who will not divorce their wives. I'm getting freaking tight being married to someone that I'm not going to ever, 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 ever be with. I could pay for the divorce. Why should I? I had to hold the kids down. When we was married, I had to hold everything down. He never held nothing down. He needs to pay for that divorce. Because this is freaking ridiculous to stay married to somebody and you laying up with somebody's husband. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's talk about it. Men who will not divorce their wives. Why are you holding on to a woman? Well, you know you had a good woman. So that's probably why you're trying to hold on. What you're trying... Oh, another reason why people don't want to divorce you. They want to get your Social Security disability because they know you work for mad years. That's another reason. Come on, somebody. Let me break it down to you, the reasons why people won't divorce you. They waiting for you to die so they can collect your Social Security and disability. But that's not going to happen. Not to Alicia Bennett. No, it's not. All I want to keep is my last name. That name holds a lot of weight. But anyway, moving right along, men don't want to divorce because they don't want to marry the woman that they're with. They're comfortable with just shacking up with her, living in sin. Just shacking up, living in sin, going to bust hell wide open because you won't get a divorce and marry the witch or the chick or the ugly chick or the pretty chick or the fat or the skinny chick that you with. Come on, somebody. This is not a joke. This is not a game. So, and then you trying to stop me. Come on, y'all listening? You trying to stop me from getting married. You trying to stop me from being in relationships. I've had some good men say, no, I don't, you're married. And this last guy told me, how you going to be married to somebody over 25 years? And he said, I'm playing games. So the guy think I'm still with my husband, saying that I'm not, and I'm playing games. What I got to lie for? Men that will not divorce their wives. Come on now. Let's talk about it. Almost got lost for words there. But no, I would never get lost for words on this topic. Because I'm the one that's stuck in a marriage that I don't want to be in. Why can't he let me loose? Why can't he pay for the divorce? He didn't take care of me when I was married, so pay for the divorce. Arthur Bennett, like, come on. It's ridiculous. And all y'all other Bennets out there, all y'all bishops and gladiators and Megatrons, whatever the hell y'all call yourselves, divorce these women. That's all you got to do is pay for the divorce and move on. Move on. Move on. Because if I got to pay for this divorce before July, before my 51st birthday, I'm getting my damn alimony. I'm not playing. If I got to pay for this divorce, which I know that I'm going to have to, I'm getting alimony. Bump that. Bump that. Yes, today's show, men that will not divorce, that don't want to divorce their wives. Who do you think you are? What are your feelings on this? Are you experiencing this? Have you experienced this? Are you still stuck in a marriage for years, knowing that there's not going to be no reconciliation, knowing that it's over? Because when I told him it was over, it was over. Once I don't want to sleep with you intimately, it is over. Once I don't want you sexually, it is over, because you have done things to turn me off. In relationships, people will do things over and over and over and snatch the love away. They will do the meanest, wickedest, cruelest things, shocking things that will have you like, damn, I was really in love with this person. But because they kept digging a knife in deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, every time they hurt you, your feelings drop for them. You did something to me on a Monday, my feelings dropped a little bit. Did something to me on a Tuesday, my feelings dropped a little bit more. Did something on me on Wednesday, oh God, now my feelings is going all the way down. So by the time the whole week comes, I'm already out of love with you. It doesn't take long to fall out of love. It doesn't take... I remember when my husband chased me down a block with a brick. I left my apartment. I left him and went and stayed with my friends. He would cry like a baby. I'm like, no, you ain't going to chase me down a block with a brick and think I'm going to be with you? No, this ain't no Edward Scissorhands. This ain't no Ike and Tina. This is not no abusive relationship. It's not going to happen. I don't care how much I love you. I will get the hell away from you. I was abused as a child, my whole childhood. Why would I be with somebody that's going to abuse me? So I'm going to let this show be 10 minutes because it's almost 10 minutes. But I like to bring a show to you that's interesting, that's knowledgeable, that you can grab some info and take it to your daily normal life. You follow what I'm saying? Because even though I'm in this situation, there's a way out. I will climb out of it because no one's going to stay married to me to live off of my benefits. That's not going to happen. I want y'all to let everybody y'all know about today's show, the Stay Strong and Stand show, men who don't want to divorce their wives. I'm Alija Bennett. I have books, All I Could Do Is Stand, All I Could Do Is Stand Part 2, Adopted, Abused, and Still Standing, Poems from the Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. Oh God, How to Please a Man, How to Please a Good Man, How to Please a Good Woman. I have a whole bunch of titles, about 14, 15 titles. So y'all go with it. Go sign up. Go read those books. My CD, Gratitude to God, Praise and Worship. Be blessed. Go purchase that on Amazon. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to this 10-minute show. I hope that you were inspired by it. I hope that you can tell somebody else to listen to it and get some advice, get some knowledge. And yes, and I'm probably going to come back with a part 2.